Well, hello people. Now there's a slight trend, not a big one, but some companies are starting to fire their Femon employees because they finally realize they've hired an activist that is spreading chaos and drama in the company and gumming all the works up and making it about them. And the profits are going down. Of course, real men have seen that happen so long ago. But a lot of companies sort of double down and carry on with the wokeness, and eventually, the company is no more, or a mere shadow of what it once was. I mean, take a look at the comic industry. Well, there isn't one anymore. What about Bud Light? Star Wars? Marvel? Oh, I know these aren't companies to say, but you know what I mean. I mean, they must not criticize Femons or hold them accountable. Even though the proof is for all there to see. I mean, look what's happened to GM. That was a great company many, many years ago. You know, I can't think of anything that Femons have got involved in greater numbers, and made it a success story. If you just take a look at their track record in the last 15 years, it's nothing but a trail of destruction. And maybe the companies are finally realizing that 2 and 2 actually is 4. And let's hope the trend continues. Take it easy, fellas.